哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名正道。
Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, I speak.
靠着圣灵的帮助。
Relying on the help of the Holy Spirit.
我们继续来讲解这七十个器的这个意象。
We continue with the vision of the 77s.
其实里面的内容都是天使在讲解。
The content of this is being explained by the angel.
那但以理是看到这个意象，听到天使的讲解，把它记录下来。
Daniel saw this vision. It was explained to him by the angel, and he recorded it down.
那我们要弟兄姐妹要注意的第一件事。
The first thing that we should take note of.
七十个七的预言，请注意神的启示，这个意象的目的到底是什么？
What is the purpose of God giving us this vision of the 77s?
这点我们一定要抓住这个重点。
We must seize hold of this very important point.
答案就在24节。
The answer lies in verse 24.
七十个器的启示的目的，就是为了本国之民和圣城来定的这个意象，这个预言。
The vision of the 77s are determined for the people of God and for His holy city.
所以弟兄姐妹，你要非常清楚、非常肯定的，七十个七的预言纯粹是为了神的名和神的城来启示的。
So brothers and sisters, we must all be very clear that this vision of the 77s are for the people of God and for the holy city.
所以不要把这七十个七的意象、这些预言拉到外邦世界去讲。
As such, let us not talk about the 77s in the context of the people of the world.
因为在末世里，在神的计划里，神最关心的、神最在意的，就是神的城，就是神的名。
Because in the plan, in the salvation plan of God, what God emphasizes and esteems most is His own people and His city.
这是我们看七十个七意象的一个重点，不要偏离的一个重点。
This is one important point that we must not deviate from.
把它放在真耶稣教会里面去。
Let us place this in our true Jesus Church.
因为真教会是末世神的国，我们就是末世神的民来的。
Because we are the church of the last days and a people of God of the last days.
那第二件事。
The second important thing.
基本上，从出令回国重建圣殿到主耶稣基督降生为止，这个期间称为六十九个期。
From the time this decree has the decree has been sent out to restore and build the Jerusalem.It is 62 weeks, 62 sevens.
69.
69 sevens.
那么这个从出令重建圣殿直到耶稣降生，这个期间呢，这个时期呢，大概是500多年左右。
From the time to restore and rebuild Jerusalem until the Messiah the Prince is a period of more than 500 years.
那么天使称为，这期间称为69个期，发生这些事。
And the angel called it the 69 sevens.
那么在这个大约500年的时间里面，当然世界也发生了很大的事情。
In this period of more than 500 years, of course, many things also happened in the world.
就好像我们看过的但以理书，那个波斯帝国被希腊来毁灭。
Just like in the kingdom of Persia, it was destroyed by the Greek kingdom.
然后呢，希腊帝国又被罗马来毁灭。
Greek kingdom was destroyed later by the Roman kingdom.
这些都是世界的大事，世界的战争，世界的大事来的。
All these are battles of the world and big occasions.
但是这些世界的大事不是神国的大事。
But these histories of the world is not kingdom, not things of the kingdom of God.
所以不是七十个七的意象预言的重点，不是。
So these are not the main points of the vision of the 77.
看天使的解释都在讲神国的事不讲外面的。
If you were to see the explanation of the angel, all of it pertains to the matters of the kingdom of God.
那么最后一个器呢，就是指主耶稣被钉死十字架，一直到主耶稣再临世界末日为止，叫做最后一个器。
The last seven pertains to our Lord Jesus Christ, being crucified to the cross.
所以这个最后一个气呢，你跟我们都是有直接关系的。
So both you and I have a direct connection with this last seven.
因为我们就是活在这最后一个期里面。
Because all of us live in the period of the last seven.
而且最后一个期又有分前三年半的时间跟后最后三年半的时间。
The last seven is divided into the first three and a half and the last three and a half.
那么在这个最后一个期里面，我们更靠近主了，因为我们是在后三年半时间里面。
Since we are in the last seven, and since we are in the second three and a half, it means we are closer to God.
所以传道一直提醒，这是跟你跟我有直接关系的。
That is why both you and I are directly related with this.
因为六十九个期的事情都是过去了，都是旧约的显明，都是使徒时代的事。
Matters pertaining to the 69 sevens are already passed. It is to do
with 都是旧约显明的事情。
It is to do with the Old Testament.Old Testament period.
那使徒时代的那个期间，那就是前三年半的那个时期了。
The apostolic period is actually the period of the first three and a half.
因为前三年半是主耶稣钉死、复活、升天嘛，前三年半发生的事。
The first three and a half years are what happened to our Lord Jesus. He was crucified on the cross.
那直到主耶稣哦钉死、复活到今天哦，到我们现在哦。已经是2021年了，经过2000多年了。
Since the time our Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross, it has been 2020 more than 2,000 years.
那你想想看，那剩下的还有多少时间呢？已经过了2000多年。
Since more than 2,000 years have passed, how many more years you think there is left?
圣经的最后三年半，最后的时间点，已经过了2000多年，你自己想。还剩下多少时间？你自己想。
The last three and a half years of this last week, last seven has more than 2,000 years have passed. So how many more years do you think there will be?
所以圣经，特别是启示录，一直提醒我们说，时候不多了，时候不多了。
Especially the book of Revelation, it keeps reminding us that our time is short.
但是今天的人有谁听进去呢？有谁把这个事情，这不多的时间放在心里？
But how many people today will keep this in their heart that the time is short?
那七十个期的最大预言、最大的信息是什么呢？
What is the greatest message in this 77?
七十个期最大的预言就是弥赛亚救主的降临，这是最大的预言。
The greatest prophecy with this 77 is the coming and the descent of the Messiah.
所以这个弥赛亚降的时候，天使解释说，这个弥赛亚降的时候，他会带来六大祝福、六大福气。
That's why the angel explained that when the Messiah came, he will bring along six blessings.
那是我们已经讲解过了，就不再重复了。
We have explained this, so I shall not repeat.
那请注意，天使把这六大祝福放在所有预言中的首位，排在第一位。
And the angel placed all these six blessings to be the priority.
然后才讲啊，出令啊，回国重建圣殿啊，然后弥赛亚降临啊，然后才讲其他的事情。
Then only it explained about the other things, like a returning home, a returning back to Jerusalem to rebuild and to restore the temple, and until Messiah was cut off.
如果这什么样？没有移动啊？有问题吗？没有啊，不是我们的问题吧？是我们的问题啊！可以吗？可以啊，继续啊，好，继续好。那如果按照次序，应该是波斯王出令，然后回国重建，然后弥赛亚降临，应该先把这些放在第一位。但是天使不是把这些排在第一位。
But right, if it is according to history chronologically, then it should be the Persian kingdom.
那说明什么呢？
But it did not go on that.
说明所有的预言当中呢，弥赛亚降临，这个是最大的信息，也是最重要的福音。
Among all the message, the greatest and the important message is the coming of Messiah.
所以我们今天有没有把神的救恩放在最大最重要的信息里面去？
Today, do we place the salvation grace of God as the most important message?
天使是把这个神的救赎弥赛亚放在最首位的，排在第一位的，所有的预言中排最大的。
The angel placed this message as of the greatest importance.
我为什么一直强调这点？
Why do I keep stressing?
因为我发现到我们今天的信徒对神的救恩、神的救赎已经好像很平淡了，没有当作是很重要、很大的信息、很重要的信息、很大的恩典，已经感觉到很平凡了。
Because I noticed that our brothers and sisters today have taken the words of God for granted.
所以我们今天听道理要听那些新鲜的，要听到那些古古怪怪的。
As such, today when we listen to the sermons, we tend to prefer the newer sermons.
这种现象呢，这种听到的现象呢，就说明我们已经简洁的没有把神的救恩、拯救进天国放在听到当中、在信息当中最主要的部分，没有了。
It shows that we no longer place the important part, the most important salvation grace of God as the most important.
所以传到今天，借助这个但以理书，天使的把弥赛亚降临的福音排在第一位，重新提醒我们。
As such, I would like to remind all of us the importance of this, as the angel explained all.
主耶稣的降生，主耶稣的受死、救赎、流血，就是最大的祝福。最大的信息，最大的福音，最重要、最重要的。
The coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, he shed his blood for us, his redemption plan and salvation for us is the most important message.
在我们的人生里面，在这个世界里面，没有比这个更重要的事情了，已经没有了。
There is nothing else that can be more important than this.
啊，什么看神迹啊？啊，什么病得医治啊？啊，又什么什么，那个已经是不是很重要了，不是很重要了。
Signs and miracles or healing of any believer is no longer the most important.
因为最重要的我们已经得到了，最重要的就是主的救恩啊，我们得到了，我们拥有了，我们可以进天国了，这个是最重要的呀。
Because the most important thing that is this salvation of our soul that we have already obtained and we can and this is the one that enables us to enter into God's kingdom.
但是我们把这个最重要的放在一边的。哎呀，为什么没有神迹啊？哎呀，为什么病没有好啊？哎呀，为什么没有祝福啊？把那些比较次要的、比较没有这么重要的放在我们信仰的最重要的地位，放在最前面里面去，我们搞错了。
But on the other hand, we have placed all those less important things as the priority in our life.
所以我们要纠正我们的错误，纠正我们的观念。
And this is where we must correct ourselves.
感谢神。
So thank God.
最重要的、最大的。我们得到了。
We have obtained the greatest.
好，我们来看26节。
We continue to read verse 26.
虽然已经得到了，但是你要珍惜哦，你要把它看为最重要。你会把它看为最重要，你才会珍惜啦。
Although we have received it, we must cherish it.
你不把它看作最重要的、最珍贵的，你不会去珍惜的，因为你感觉到那个是很普通的东西。
If you do not cherish it and regard it as the most important.
这样对待救恩福音，你的心态这样哦，你至终你会被骗，或者会放弃，或者会被迷惑。
If this is your attitude, by not putting it as the most important, then one day you might be misled.
我们来读哦，二十六节。
We read Daniel chapter 9 verse 26.
二十六节里面有五件神国里面的大事。
Please take note that there are five.Matters concerning the kingdom of God in verse 26.
请读二十六节。
Verse 26, and after the 62 weeks, Messiah shall be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the prince who is to come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. The end of it shall be with a flood. Until the end of the war, desolations are determined.
第一件事。
The first thing.
天使解释说，过了六十二个期。
The angel explained that after the 62 sevens,
其实六十二个期应该要加七个期，应该是过了六十九个期。
By right, it should be 62 sevens plus the seven sevens, and you get 69 sevens.
因为二十五节我们看到天使把七个期跟六十二个期已经加在一起来解释了。
Because in verse 25, we see that the angel has already totaled up the seven sevens and the 62 sevens.
所以比较清楚的讲解就是过了六十九个期的时候。
So to clarify, to simplify it is after this period of 69 sevens.
那 就进入到第二件大事，神国的第二件大事。
Then the second matter, second important matter of the kingdom of God is happening.
第二件大事就是那受膏者必被剪除。
And the second thing that is about to happen is that the Messiah shall be cut off.
然后一无所有。
And shall have nothing for himself.
这个就已经进入到最后一个期的前三年半了。
This has entered into the last seven, which is the first three and a half.
因为六十九个期完了嘛，过去了，过了嘛，等于说过了就是结束了，过去了。
Because the 69 sevens have already come to pass, it is over.
那么最后一个期前面呢，开始的时候呢，主耶稣受膏者被剪除，就是主耶稣被钉死十字架，被杀，被钉死。
And the first three and a half is when Messiah is cut off and he was crucified to the cross.
那这个就是进入到新约去的使徒时代了。
This it means that we have entered into the New Testament.
那我们也解释过什么叫做一无所有。
We have also explained what is meant by he has nothing left.
一无所有，传道称为主耶稣在十字架上的三个没有。
I have also explained to you, the Lord Jesus has three nothings.And at the cross,
还记得吗
？Do you still remember?
衣服没有了。
He had no more.
连最后一条衣服哈、哦，遮盖羞耻的、遮身体的衣服都没有了，光溜溜的。
Even
连一件破衣服都没有了。
Even his last piece of garment was taken away. He had nothing.
主耶稣多可怜呐、
啊！That was how pitiful.
最后呢，在第二个没有呢，连父神、连真神都没有了，因为神离开他了，连神都没有了。
The second thing that he did not have.Was that he did not have God because God forsook him.
这是最凄凉。
This would be the most pitiful.
我在世上我贫穷，我没有衣服，我没得吃没关系，因为我还有真神啊。
In the world, although I may be very poor and I do not have clothes to wear, I may not be the most pitiful because at least I still have God.
现在连神都没有了。
But in the case of Jesus, he does not have God.
第三件没有。
The third thing that he did not
就是啊，圣经说的，他最后咽下最后一口气。连最后一口气也没有了，都断掉了。
The Bible says that Jesus breathed his last, and even this last breath he did not have anymore.、嗯、
到最后就连命都没有了。
And in the end, he did not even have his life.、
这就是十字架上的主耶稣在十字架上的三个没有。
These are the three things that Jesus did not have when he was nailed to the cross.
这三个没有，在但以理书的预言说，主耶稣一无所有，真的一无所有。
And in the prophecy of the book of Daniel, it is described as he has nothing left for himself.
那么就进入到第三个神国的大事。
And we shall enter into the third matter of the kingdom of God.
第三个大事必有一王的名来毁灭这城和圣所。
The third one is that the people of the prince will come to destroy the city and the sanctuary.
这里说这个王哈有一个王，还有王的名。这个第一，他王是这个王是谁？第二，这个王的名是谁
？Here it tells us of this prince and what is the name of this prince.
还有哈，那么他们来的目的就是毁灭神的城，还有毁灭圣所。
The purpose of the coming of this prince is to destroy the city and the sanctuary.
这是七十个器里面的第三个神国的大事。
And this is the third great matter concerning the kingdom of God.
这再来第四个大事。
And the fourth great matter.
这种毁灭这城和圣所到什么时？这结局是怎样呢？情况是怎样呢
？What is the end of this destruction?
这种毁灭圣城和圣所，至终到最后呢，必如洪水被冲灭。神的城和神的圣所。好像洪水被冲灭掉，结果是这样，结局是这样。
The destruction of the city and the sanctuary is likened unto this great flood sweeping them off.
所以传道的题目叫做“神城被洪水冲没”。
Hence, my title is God's city being swept away by the flood.
如果正确说，应该是神的城和圣所被洪水冲没，加上圣所。
To be more correct, it should be God's city and God's sanctuary being swept away by the flood.
因为我担心我们的题目太长了，你看又有马来字，又有英文，又有中文，太长了。
I'm afraid our title will be too long if I were to add in the sanctuary.
这个是让我们很惊讶、很惊怕的事情。
But this is something that gives us much anxiety.
这是神国里面发生的第四件大事。
This is the fourth matter that will happen in the kingdom of God.
神的城，包括圣所，要被洪水冲没冲掉。
God's city and God's sanctuary will be swept away in the flood.
那神不保护吗？
Will God not protect?
那神不看顾吗？
Will God not watch over us?
为什么会这样呢？
Why, how can this happen?
好，进入到第 五件大事。
We enter into the fifth important matter.
神的城必有战争，神的国必有战争。
There shall be war in the city of God.
那这种战争到什么时候会停止呢？
And when will the end of the war be?
这里说一直到底，一直到底。
Here it says until the end.
一直到底才会结束，才会停止。这是神国战争才会停止。
It is until the end that the war will cease.
那就世界讲到底就是主耶稣再来了，世界末日了，那时才会停止。
Until the end means when Jesus comes again, then only the war will cease.
这次从26节我们看到天使解释的预言。
This is the angel explaining this prophecy in verse 26.
神的国，神的城会发生这五件大事。
These are the five matters that will happen in God's city and God's sanctuary.
讲完了这五件大事，天使做一个结论。
Having said this, the angel gave a conclusion.
这荒凉的事，这些荒凉的事已经定了，已经定了，铁定会这样子了。
These desolations are already determined.
荒凉的事是指什么事呢？
What is this desolation referring to?
当然就是指神的城和神的圣所。
Of course, it refers to God's city and sanctuary.
哦，时候到了，到那个时候的时候，神的城、神的圣所会荒凉。
And when the time comes, God's city and the sanctuary will lie desolate.
而且必会好像如预言所说的这样来发生，这些荒凉的事。
It will everything that has been prophesied will come to be fulfilled.
你就知道为什么但以理看了这个异象过后，他害怕，他惊怕，他浑身无力。他痛苦啊，他禁食啊，他祷告，他流泪。
You will then realize why Daniel was so frightened and anxious, and he was weeping in tears after he heard of this, after he saw this vision.
因为如果你是有爱神的，有爱神的家的，有爱圣殿的，那你听到这些事，你知道神国或者你怎么不可能悲伤？你不可能不悲伤的呀。
If you are one who loves God, loves His church, and you love the temple and His God's house, you will not be just happy. You will be filled with sorrow.
你如果爱教会、爱主耶稣，你一定为教会来迫切祷告的呀。
If you are one who loves the church, then you will be praying very hard for the church.
但是你看，我们今天听了这些预言，听了这些见证，听了这样的讲解，我们有感觉吗？我们好像不管我的，好像没有什么感觉呀。
But today, after listening to all these prophecies and these visions, it seems as though we have no feeling.
这个就是我们今天很惊怕的事，很担忧的事，好像神的国发生这么严重的事，好像不是一回事来的，好像跟你没有关系的。
This is something that is very frightening because although these things are about to happen, yet it is as though it has nothing to do with
it. 至少在每一个意象当中，当你看的，他都悲伤的，他都祷告的。他都禁食的，他都不断的求神的，求神坚固的。
In all the visions that Daniel saw, after all the visions, he would pray very hard, and God asked God to strengthen him.
好，那么我们来看，来讲解二十六节。
We shall try to explain verse 26.
哦，有必有一个王的名，王带着他的名来，毁灭这城和圣所。
There will come this prince who will destroy the city and the sanctuary.
我们从历史上来看
，from the history we can see，
主后七十年，主耶稣哈升天后七十年哈，罗马王子哈王子提多将军，他真的带兵来攻打毁灭耶路撒冷。
After the ascension of Jesus in the year 70 A.D., General Titus really took his army to destroy and to attack the temple in Jerusalem.
那么将圣殿哦彻底的毁坏，圣所圣城都被毁坏，被洪水好像被洪水冲走这样淹没掉。
He completely destroyed the city and the sanctuary at that time. It was just likened unto the flood sweeping them away.
那在当时的时候发生的时候呢，有一百万的犹太人被杀害。
At that time when it happened, 1 million of Jews were killed.
那么也应验主耶稣说的，将来一块石头，圣殿的石头都不会跌在上，一块都不会，那就是彻底的毁灭，像这里说的被洪水冲走了。
It also fulfills the word of our Lord Jesus Christ that not one stone will be laid upon another.
这是从历史上来看，神的那个物质的圣殿真的是这样，物质的圣殿。
From history, we can see that the physical temple was this is what happened to the physical temple.
那是从教会历史来看是什么呢？
What about from the history of the church?
什么时候、什么时期，神的城和神的圣所被洪水冲没呢？请问什么时候
？At what period of time was the church being swept away?
有吗？在教会的历史上，神的教会、神的圣所被冲，有没有
？Is there an occasion or incident where the church of God was being swept away?
答案就是在使徒时代的神的教会。
The answer lies in the church of the apostolic period.
原来神的城、神的圣所，至终被洪水冲没，完全的冲倒、冲毁、掩盖掉，就是使徒时代的教会。
This city and the sanctuary that was completely swept away by the flood was during the apostolic period.
使徒时代的教会约在主后100年，最多100多一点点的年。就真的被洪水冲没了，整个教会，整个所有使徒的教会都完全消失了，完全消失。请注意哦，完全。
By 100 AD, all the churches that was established during the apostolic period was completely swept away by the flood.
写启示录的时候，你看那个七教会，主耶稣讲的七教会已经很腐败了，非常堕落，非常腐败了，你看得到的。
When John saw these visions in the Revelation regarding the church, letters to the seven churches, at that time the churches were already very degraded and deteriorated.
里面有这个偶像的座位，有撒旦的座位，不是偶像，有撒旦在教会里面坐坐。
There was this throne of the devil in the church of God.
里面也有巴兰的教训，贪财的。
There was also teachings of Balan who told them to
be covetous. 里面有耶洗别的教训，耶洗别就是淫乱的跟拜偶像的教训在教会里。
There was also the teachings of Jezebel who taught them about sexual immorality.
还有很多很多那些腐败的事情，那些骄傲啊、纷争结党啊、可拉党啊什么，都在教会里面。
There was also teachings also about the Korah's rebellion and many other teachings that deviated from the truth.
使徒约翰长老，他最后一个使徒，他看启示，他写其实是在主后95年或者96年。
When Elder John saw this vision, wrote down the book of Revelation, it was about A.D. 95.
当时的教会从他的记录里面。从主耶稣的启示里面，教会已经腐败了。使徒约翰还在，还活生生的在教会哦。你听好，使徒还在教会里面，已经是这样。
The apostle may still be in the church, but then the church that time has already deteriorated.
你以为好像我们今天的工人，好像传道人这样，他们是有神权柄、有神迹奇事、有能力的使徒来的，还在教会，教会已经腐败了。
The apostles were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they were very mighty in signs and miracles. But the church at that time has already deteriorated.
写启示录说是主后95年，再多5年是100年，再给他5年是105年，再多10年哦，你说教会还存在吗？教会不存在。
When Elder John wrote the book of Revelation, it was in AD 95.And at most, another 10 years, it would be AD 105. By then, the church would have completely deteriorated.
所以准确比较好，准确的说法，使徒时代的消灭哦，没落哦，完全消失哦，最多100年再多一点而已，不是120年、150年、160年，不是。
So
最多100再多一点点而已。
At most, the church would have completely deteriorated by AD slightly more than AD 100.
使徒教会确实是被洪水所冲没的，冲走的。
The church in the apostolic period was truly swept away by the flood.
这里但以理书哦，在主前600年呢，就已经预言教会神的城会被神的殿会被洪水冲走，已经预言用洪水来说被冲走。
Here, Daniel prophesied that the church of God would be destroyed in 600 BC.
一直到启示的时候，主耶稣再次的启示，真的被洪水冲走。
Right in the right through in the book of Revelation, Jesus also prophesied that the church would be swept away.
这洪水从哪里来
where does this great flood come from?
我们看主耶稣的启示，洪水是从哪里来的？
We see the revelation of Jesus. Where does this flood come from?
请看启示录的十二章。
Let us turn to Revelation chapter 12.
十五节。
Verse 15.
请念。
Revelation chapter 12, verse 15. So the serpent spilled water out of his mouth like a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away by the flood.
原来这个洪水是从龙，是从龙的口出来的。
So this water out of the mouth of the serpent or the great red dragon.
这里说蛇躲在妇人身后，就是教会的身后，从他的口中吐出水来，那个蛇就是龙来的。
So this serpent, which is also the great red dragon, was hiding behind the woman.
然后呢，开始大家没有什么感觉，他吐口水啊，吐啊，吐啊，吐到后来，突然间他的口水变成河，好像河一样。
Initially, no one took much notice about what the serpent spilled because it was a little. But by then, it grew to be a flood.
那么这个龙在龙在对着教会吐口水，它的目的是什么？它的用意在哪里呢
？What is the purpose of this serpent spewing out water, after the woman?
那么主耶稣启示我们说，他的目的就是要将妇人教会冲去，把它冲走，好像洪水这样，洪水嘣的把教会冲走了。
The Bible tells us that the serpent spewed out water from his blood like a flood, so that this woman can be swept away.
但以理书就已经预言教会会被洪水冲走冲没。主耶稣在启示录说，洪水是从龙的口出来的。
The book of Revelation has, the book of Daniel has already prophesied that the church of God will be swept away by the flood. And true enough, in Revelation, it tells us that this church was being, the serpent wanted to sweep this woman away.
龙的口水啊，从龙的口出来的，龙的口在龙的头里面呢、啊。在他的头嘛，口是在他的头里，头部就是代表从龙的头，龙的思想，龙的思想那边吐出来的东西，吐出来的那些潮流。
When it is being spilled out from its mouth, which is part of the head, then it represents whatever teachings, of the devil.
所以当时在使徒教会就有很多这种世界的潮流。这个异端的潮流，异端的邪说，各种各样从龙 的思想里面，龙的口，龙的头那边出来的东西，使徒教会被冲走了，到最后被冲走了。
So in the Acts of the Apostles, the churches at that time, they were having the trends of the devil and the deviant teachings of the devil. Hence, they were being like a flood being swept away.
在使徒时代的真教会，撒旦是用这个方法把教会冲走，把使徒教会冲走、冲灭。
The devil used this method to strip away the church during the apostolic period.
到后来的末世的真教会、神的教会，撒旦仍然是用这种从他的口吐出来的水，把教会冲倒。
Right until the time of the church of the last days, the serpent would also use, and the devil will also use this same method, to spill out water of his mouth and to sweep this woman or the church away like a flood.
所以我们今天哦，末世的真耶稣教会必定要坚定的、非常坚强的、非常坚定的抵挡龙的口水。
So being as a church of the last day, today we must be very determined and strong in restraining this this water out of the mouth of the devil.
从他口吐出来的水不是龙，就是龙的口水来的。
The things that is spilled out from the mouth of the dragon is his saliva.
你不要看他一点哦，今天讲一点，明天讲一点，你不觉得呢？吐一口水，再吐一口水，突然间呢、啊？你不知不觉中成了一个洪水冲啊，像洪水这样变成了河水。后来这里圣经说，变成了河水。
Initially, it may spill out bits of saliva onto you, but after a while, it will become like this flood.
所以，我们今天末世真教会弟兄姐妹，你要很坚定的、很清楚的，要抵挡龙的这个口水。
So brothers and sisters, we must be very determined to restrain this saliva or the water that is spilled out from the devil.
我们不能够再让使徒教会被洪水冲没的历史再重演，绝对不能够。
We must never allow history to repeat itself in that the church cannot be swept away by flood again.
如果你所听的道理，你所借出的那些理论， 完全抵挡真理的，完全不是从神来的，那就肯定这一定是从龙的口吐出来的东西。
If the teachings that you receive are not the same as the teachings that is in the Bible, then it is from the from the saliva or from the water out of the mouth.
那我们就想坚定的抵挡它。
Then we must be strong enough.
斥责他，你这个吐出来这龙的口水来的。
Then we must rebuke them and say that this is what is being spit out from the serpent.
因为你所讲的不是从神的口讲出来的，不是从神来的。
Because what you said is not from the mouth of God.
怎么知道不是从神来呢？
How do we know that it is not from the mouth of God?
因为你现在讲的道理，你讲的理论，你所教导的跟主耶稣讲的冲突，跟主耶稣讲的不一样呀。
Because what is being said is completely different from what is being preached by Jesus.
那我们当时不觉得哎呀，这是他个人的研究啦，哎呀，那是个人的感觉啦，个人的这样看法啦，个人的啦，不当一回事。所以教会就是不断的这样的不断的受影响，到突然间变成河水，你来不及了。
Perhaps at that time we may not think that it is a deviant teaching, we just accepted it, but bit by bit it became so overwhelming that it soon swept the church away.
它只有一个目的而已。
There is only one intention.
就是要把教会冲走。
That is to sweep the church away.
这是主耶稣讲的哦。
This is what
Jesus said. 启示录是耶稣启示、耶稣讲解的呀。
The book of Revelation is actually the revelation of Jesus Christ.
那原文是说他。吐出来像河水一样，要将妇人漂浮起来。原文是叫做漂浮。
In the original version, the flood is to cause the woman to be carried away by the flood.
什么叫做漂浮？
What do you mean by to be carried away?
原文的意思是说，他要撒旦要对付我们的真理。
In the original version.The devil wants this serpent to attack our truth.
因为我们教会的根基哈，教会能够站立不会倒哦。教会的根基就是建立在真理上，建立在主耶稣的话语上，就是真理。
The foundation
扎根在真理上。
The foundation of our church is based, is rooted on the words of our Lord Jesus.
这是我们真教会最坚强的地方，也是最有价值的地方。
This is
where 也是能够抵挡龙口水的这个方。
And this is how we are able to restrain against the devil.
撒旦知道这个是我们的根来的，我们的根基来的。
The devil knows that this is our root.
他一直吐，往我们的真理来吐。
He continued to spit out.
一次、两次、三次这样吐。
Once, twice, thrice.
你不感觉是怎么样
？You may not feel anything.
突然间变成河水的时候，他把我们的真理已经动摇了。你的真理，你对真理、对得救五大教义动摇了，你不太。你很多怀疑了。
Suddenly, when it becomes a flood, then you will start to doubt, even our five basic doctrines.
当你的根基、你的真理根基动摇，它在摇动的时候，你就开始不稳了，对不对
？When your root is being shaken, then you will no longer be solid.
你真理不稳了，你不会马上离开教会的，你不会。但是当洪水一来冲的时候，你整个人砰就倒了，浮起来了，你的根呢？被他连根的把它浮起来，漂浮、啊、叫做漂浮，浮起来，然后随着龙的口水在漂流了，漂流。
When your roots are shaking, then suddenly the flood will come, and it will lift you up, and you will be floated away.
那是原文是用漂浮这句话来解释。
The original version, is floating.
原来原文的意思是要告诉我们，他要对准。对付我们的真理根基，他要连根拔起我们，让我们浮起来。
So it wants to uproot us and to float us and sweep us away.
那么中文的翻译直接说，把他的后果，把他的绝技讲出来。你被洪水冲走了，淹没了，什么都没有了。把绝技讲出来。
In Chinese, it tells you the end first. That is, you will be carried away and swept away.
两个都翻译的两种都非常的重要，是原文的被浮。漂浮起来也好，被冲走都好，就是他的目的跟他的绝技，撒旦的目的跟我们的绝技。
Whether it is the original or the Chinese version, being floated up or being carried away, this is the end of the church if it is being swept away by the devil.
好，那么我们今天来看哈，我们已经看到一些国家的真耶稣教会，一些国家的一些真耶稣教会。 其实已经被龙的河水冲没了，真的已经没有。
Today we can see that there are a few countries, our churches in a few countries have already been swept away by the devil's.
我到过的其他国家的真耶稣教。
I have been to a few of our true Jesus churches abroad.
真的很心痛。那边的那些国家的真耶稣教会，其中一些教会或者一两间教会已经没有了，已经被河水洪水冲走。
Some of the churches, in fact, one or two are already being swept away by the flood.
不要讲到别人的国家。
Let's not talk about other churches.
就讲我们马来西亚，我们在这里受洗，在这里的真耶稣教会吧。
Just talk about the true Jesus Church that we were baptized in.
我们马来西亚真耶稣教会不是有好几间教会被冲倒了吗？离开了我们了，不是这样，已经不存在了吗？
Aren't there a few of the True Jesus Church churches in Malaysia that has been swept away and has already departed from the truth?
我们马来西亚的真耶稣教会。
These are the churches in Malaysia.
真的被洪水冲走了。
These are the True Jesus Churches that have been swept away by the flood.
还有泰国也是一样。
In Thailand as well.
泰国北部好多教会，好几间教会已经没有了，现在。
There are a few churches in the northern area that already has
been swept away. 被洪水龙的洪水冲没了，没有了。
These are the churches that have been swept away by the waters filled up
from the serpent's mouth.
What about the other churches?
还有中国呢?
China?
特别是中国的北方教会。
In particular, the ones in the northern region.
那边更多真教会被冲走了。
There are many churches there that has been swept away.
还有日本呢?
Japan?
我都不好意思再讲下去，等下日本的教会说我们哪里有，我们的教会哪里被冲走。教会连统还发出信函说日本某某教会已经不再是真耶稣教会了，不是吗？
The churches, the I,
已经离开了。
The GA,
整个教会已经不是了。
The GA there has already given us a letter that particular church is no longer with their General Assembly.
还有法国。
What about France?
我讲的不是个人离开教会，你知道吗？
I'm not referring to individuals leaving the church.
我现在所讲的都是整间的教会这样离开的，整间的，知道吗？
I'm referring to the entire church that has left our church.
这个就像无论是但以理的预言，还是主耶稣的启示，被洪水冲没了，至终被洪水冲没，真的，我们现在自己就看得到的事情。
Whether it is the prophecy of Daniel or the revelation of Jesus Christ, this is what happened, and we can see it with our own eyes.
为什么会发生这样的事？
Why did this happen?
因为有人在应许这些事情发生啊。不去阻挡啊！我们要去制止，我们要阻挡这种事，我们还被警告、被责备啊
！Because there are people who allowed it to happen. When we tried to restrain it, we were being rebuked.
又说我们没有爱心啊
！Telling us that we do not have love.
就是被这些人害死的了。
This is the result of these people.
让这些龙的口水在教会一直流传，一直的冲进来。
These are the people responsible for allowing the serpent to spill out water.
我跟你讲，按照神的公义、神的审判，这些人一定要负很大责任，绝对要负很大责任。
According to God's righteousness and judgment, these people will have.
不要每天都只是做好人，拿选票，很多人支持，都是做好人而已。
They only try to be the good man. They want more votes for themselves.
你做好人，得那些人的心。你对神有忠心吗？你对真理忠心吗？你有害死那些灵命被害死的时候，你要负责任吗？你负什么责任呢？你拿什么来负责任
？But in trying to be the good man all the time, do they not have to be accountable to God?
回到这个但以理书的九章。
Let us turn back to Daniel chapter 9.
26节。
Verse 26.
必有一王，这个王是指谁呢
？And who is this prince?、Here?
这个王是幕后主持者，幕后主持者。
This is the prince of the last days.
他带着他的名撒旦，他的名当然是撒旦的子民了。
The name is Satan.
所以很清楚喽，这个王肯定是指撒旦。
So this prince refers to Satan.
他是世界的王来的。
He is the prince of the world.
他也是掌控空中掌权者的王来的。
He is also the one who holds the power.
天空里面天还有天外的天哦，他其中一个天空一个空间是属于他，他掌控的，这是圣经讲的。他是天空属灵气的恶魔，那个空间是他掌控的。
He has dominion over the heavens.
还有他也是阴间地府的王啊。他有阴间的权柄。
He is also the prince of Hades because he has power over the.
那个阴间的权柄是什么？阴间的权柄就是死亡，叫你去死的，给你去死的，不是给你活的。
the power and the dominion over the lake of fire is to ask you to go and
die. 所以这庇鲁利王呢，在历史上来讲呢，是罗马将啊罗提多将军王太子王子。
According to history, this prince was to come refers to General Titus.
在属灵上呢，在重复的预言当中是指将来，撒旦灵界的撒旦，世界的王，带着他的人、他的兵、他的撒旦军团来毁坏教会，来破坏教会。
Spiritually speaking, this refers to devil. In the last days, he will bring his angels to come and destroy the church.
所以大家注意哦，二十六节跟二十七节。他的预言，这个也是重复性的，不是指一件事情，也不是指在那个时期，它是重复、重复又重复。
So please take note, verses 26 to 27, it is being repeated. It is not only referring to that one incident.
所以当主耶稣谈到这个毁坏神殿的时候呢，他叫我们要留意但以理书所讲的这种毁坏，要留意末世的那种毁坏，因为还会重复的发生。
That is why Daniel tells us to be careful of this abomination of desolation because it will happen again in the last days.
那如果从启示录根据启示录十三章十六节，撒旦的名哦，撒旦帮跟从撒旦的，就是手上轭上有盖印有受撒旦印记的那些。
According to Revelation chapter 13 verse 6. These are people who followed the devil. They are sealed on their forehead and on their hands.
然后我们是神的儿女，我们当然不接受这种受的印记，那是属于撒旦的。我们不接受，我们不妥协，我们不跟从。
We who are children of God, we will not accept this seal on our forehead. Neither will we compromise.
所以我们就不能够跟他们做买卖。我们没有办法跟他们做买卖，他们也不跟我们做买卖。
That is why we will never trade with them.
我们也不会跟他做买卖。
We will not trade with them, and we will not accept them to trade with us.
你知道为什么吗
？Do you know why?
好像祭司长、文士、守殿官在圣殿里面做买卖的时候，请问我们会参与吗？
Example,
我们会参与这一群人、这一党的人在污秽神的殿吗？我们不做这种买卖，我们不参与这种事情，绝对不参与。
For example, those priests, when they do business in the temple of God, will we take part in that?
谁会参与呢
？Who will take part in
那些受印记的，手上有受的印记，额上有，就会参与，就会支持这些祭司，就会支持这些高层人士，就会支持这个教会的带领人，真帮着他们成了一党。
It is only
受有受印记的人肯定支持他们。
It is only those who have the seal of the devil on their forehead and on their hand that they will participate. They will take part.
而且他们有教会的权柄，有圣殿的权柄的，他们管理圣殿的嘛。祭司长哦。
They have the power from the temple.
民间中最高权力的领导者哦，最高的领导者哦。
They are the highest level of the leaders at that time.
你要不要跟从他
？Would you want to follow them?
你跟从他，你就受印了，
Then you will have this seal.
说明你是属于他们的，是一党。
That is to say that you belong to them.
那么启示录主耶稣说，我们不能够跟他们做买卖，为什么？因为我们不跟他们做这种事情，所以当然不能够跟他们做买卖喽，知道吗？原来做买卖是指这样的，知道吗
？That is why in Revelation it stated that we will never buy or sell from them.
并不是说在生活上我们不跟他做生意啊，我们不跟他来往啊，不是啦。
It is not that we cannot trade or have any connection with them.
你不去买东西，现在世界很多商店都是外邦人的，都是拜偶像的，你不去买东西呀、
啊？Today many of these businesses belong to the Gentiles.
我们看一下启示录十三章。
Let us turn to Revelation chapter 13.
到底说我们不得做买卖是什么意思啊？我再解释，为什么说我没有受印记的人不能够做买卖，为什么？
What is the meaning of those who they are? No one will be able to buy or sell except they who have this mark on their right hand or on their forehead.
启示录十三章十七节。
Revelation chapter 13 verse 17.
注意哦，除了那受印记的，有了兽名或者有兽名数目的，除了这些有受印记的、有兽名的，都不得做买卖，就是指神的儿女咯，就是指圣洁的儿女咯。我们不能够做买卖了。
Verse 17, no one may be able to buy or sell except those who has the mark of in the name of the beast.
不是指世界上的做生意啊，买东西啊，不是啊。
This does not refer to trading or make having business in the world.
你看主耶稣洁净圣殿的时候，你就明白这件事情了。谁在教会里面、圣殿里面做买卖，谁没有在圣殿里面做买卖，你就清楚了。
When Jesus was cleansing the temple, then we will be very clear who are those who buy and sell in the temple.
我为什么今天讲到这一点
？Why do I say this?
这个王，这个撒旦王，他带着他的一班跟从者，撒旦帮，叫做兽的数目，这一班人来污秽神殿。
So、
但是我们不跟他们做买卖，我们也不跟他做买卖，也他们也不跟我们做买卖。
The devil has brought his angels so that the ones who have this name of the beast or the number of his name, and we will have nothing to do with them. We will not buy or sell.
所以在教会里面，将来在教会里面或者现在，我都会看得到的，很明显的两个是不是势力了。一个是站在神那边的，一个是有受印记的，很大的对立。
Sometimes in
church, 很明显的对立。
In church, we can also see very clearly, one is belonging to God, and the other one is belonging to the devil with his seal.
其实马来西亚发生这个教会离开总会的时候，离开真耶稣教会的时候，两班势力很明显的。你看你站在哪里？
Okay.
我们感同身受，因为我们就是当事人啊，很明显的呀。你不然你就站在总会那边，我们总会说站在真理那边，不然就是站在他们那边，没有说站在中间的。
At that time when the church left the General Assembly, it was very clear whether they belong to God or belong to the other side. There was no middle ground.
所以我们在他们那心，我们不得做买卖呀。
So there was no way we can buy or sell.
因为我们不在教会里面做买卖啊，我们不做这种事，也不可以做这种事。
Because we do not buy or sell in the church of God.
他们却一直做这种买卖啊，用手段啊，用爱心啊，用钱啊，用那些欺骗啊，牢笼人的心啊，好像做买卖这样，把他买，你把那个灵魂卖给他呀，那你去买他的一些虚假的东西啊，虚假的那种关心啊，虚假的爱心、啊。
But there are people who continue to sell their kindness and everything to deceive you. You, on the other hand, you buy what they have to offer.
他对你这么好也是有目的的、啊。
When they are
so kind, 他就是一种买卖来的，买你的灵魂，买你的生命、啊。
When they are so kind to you, they have this ulterior motive. They want to buy over your life.
他就用他的花言巧语，用你喜欢听的话来满足你，来讨好你，他把你买走了，把那灵魂买走了。
With their deceptive words, they buy over your soul.
我在解释什么叫做撒旦带着他的名，那些名是谁
？But what is this name of this beast?
好了，我们今天讲到二十六节了。
Today we shall stop in verse 26.
那二十七节请注意一下哈。
Let us take note verse 27.
但以理书七章二十九章二十七节说，那行毁坏可憎的如飞而来、啊、看到吗？好像飞就来，很快的速度飞就来的。
Verse 27 tells us that on the wing of abominations, this will happen.
但是你注意，你对比主耶稣在马太福音书二十四章十五节所说的，
把
它对比一下。
If you were to compare what Jesus said in Matthew 24 verse 15,
主耶稣说，那行毁坏可憎的是站在圣地，但以理书说是他飞就来。一个是说飞着来，一个是说他已经站在圣地，已经在圣地了，已经站在那边了，站在里面了。
Daniel said that the abomination of desolation was flying, but when Jesus said it in Matthew 24, Jesus said he was standing in the holy place.
如飞而来就是还没有到咯，飞着来了。
When he was flying means he has not arrived yet.
可是当主耶稣说的他已经到了。
But during the time of Jesus, he said that they have already arrived.
不单只到了，已经站在圣地了，站在圣地了。
Not only has it arrived, it is standing in the holy place.
这个就是要注意耶稣讲的用词，他的表达，他的启示。一个说是飞就来，主耶稣说没有，他已经站在里面。
One in Daniel was saying that it is with wings. In Matthew, Jesus said they have arrived.
那么他。飞就来就说他速度很快。
With wings, flying with wings means that the speed is very quick, very swift.
那为什么现在我们没有看到很明显、很明显教会的大分裂
？Why is it that we cannot see the division of the church today?
那么你就要看帖撒罗尼迦后书二章。
Let's read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2.
六到九节保罗的讲解。
verses 6 to 9. This is the explanation of
Paul. 保罗讲, 因为, 哦, 那个毁坏可真的, 他已经发动了那种邪恶的意念, 他已经发动, 已经开始在转动了。
The devil is already carrying out what he wants to do in the last days.
但是保罗解释说，因为有阻拦他的，有阻挡他，不让他这样做。
Because there is someone that is restraining the devil.
那就是真神。
And he is God.
圣灵。
Holy Spirit.
主耶稣。
Our Lord Jesus.
时候还没有到。
The time has not come yet.
其实已经到了。
Oh, but it actually has come.
但是主耶稣把他拖延。
But our Lord is lengthening the days.
所以阻挡住，不让这些事情发生。
God
他已经到了，已经发动了，但是主耶稣挡住这件事情。
It has arrived, but our Lord Jesus is restraining them.
是叫我们更多的时间来扎根，更多的时间来成长一样。
So that we have more time to be rooted and to grow in our faith.
你没有看吗？帖撒罗尼迦后书二章。
Have you not read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2?
第七节,
Verse 7.
因为那不法的隐秘已经发动了，已经开动了，已经走动了。
The mystery of lawlessness is already at work.
只是现在有一个拦阻他的。
Only he has restrained.
谁拦阻撒旦呢？撒旦都应动了。
Who is the one who restraining?
除了真神，除了圣灵，除了主耶稣，谁拦阻他呀？
Apart from God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, who else will restrain?
等到这个拦阻的被除去的时候呢，他显露出来了。
Until the time when the restrainer is taken away, then the lawless one will be revealed.
所以耶稣讲的话，我们要留意，已经，耶稣已经站在圣地了。
So let's.
但是有阻挡他的拦阻他。
Let's take note what Jesus said. He's already standing in the holy place, but he is still restraining him.
这样明白了吗？
Do you understand?
所讲的一切都关乎到真耶稣教。
So all that is being spoken is regarding the church.
以前的使徒教会。 也讲到使徒教会，但是已经没有了，被洪水冲没了。
Daniel spoke about the apostolic church, but then it has been swept away by the flood.